U Media Radio is on the air.
Let's go.
You Media Radio.
Hello and Happy New Year, U Media and friends. This is Nick Tognoni, your host of the Community of Practice podcast, with another one of our Meet the Mentor episodes. Today, we'll be meeting Sienna Cittadino from the labs at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Thanks for listening. Let's meet Sienna.
Turn up.
Formerly a mentor in the space there and now a teen librarian. Is that right, Sienna?
Yeah, I was a mentor at two other branches in the system, Hazel and Beachview, and now I am a teen librarian at the Allegheny branch.
Very cool. Would you move from part-time to full-time, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes.
That's the dream for, I think, many of our mentors out there. So, Sienna, just tell us a little bit about yourself, what location you're at, how long you've been working both as a mentor and as a teen librarian, and kind of what your expertise is, what your sort of specialty is there.
Yeah, totally. So I work at the Allegheny branch. So that is located on the north side of Pittsburgh, just a little less than a mile from downtown. I've been with the library total for a little over a year now, though I've only had this new position for about 2 or so months. And my specialty, especially when I was working as one of the lab's mentors, but I still try and incorporate it now, probably is a combination of graphic arts and then just other tech-related things. I make comics in my spare time, so I'm very comfortable helping teens with sort of graphic applications and different drawing exercises and things like that. But I also try and incorporate, basic electronics, things like web design, stuff like that, that I know gets a lot of hype in spaces like this. So making sure that we actually have offerings related to those things.
So it's always interesting to me. So kind of staying in touch with what else is going on in different kind of learning labs and STEM education programs.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell me, you say you do some comic. Do you guys have a lot of comics in the space there? A lot of comics and graphic novels?
We have a lot of people drawing. I don't know how many comics are being produced, but lots of teens like comics. They read comics. They make quick little comics. So, yeah, I don't know. They don't bring me a ton every day, but they're definitely drawing and thinking about comics quite a bit.
Cool. What's your favorite comic?
I think my favorite is definitely Calvin and Hobbes.
Bill Watterson, right? Is that the author?
Yes, that is the guy.
Classic stuff. So tell me, tell us a little bit about your personal life, if you don't mind. So tell me about the arts or skills that you kind of have from your former experience. What was your background? What kind of stuff do you do as a hobby, or what kind of stuff do you do as an artist, that sort of thing?
Probably the creative pursuit I spend most time on outside of work is little comics and things like that. And I am definitely not like a super talented drawer or anything like that. So for me, it's more about storyline or expressing mood or tone or things like that. And that is something I'm sort of always working on in the background. My background is in history and a little bit of creative writing and Spanish and things like that. So very much a mix of sort of liberal artsy things,
okay.
Which I think has been serving me well.
So your undergrad was in history?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you have a master's in library and information science.
Oh, yes, I do have that as well, yes.
Wow, right on. Very cool. So how do you approach working with your teens? Like, what teaching philosophy do you tend to gravitate towards, or how do you sort of build that program?
For me, I think what's most important is just making sure that whatever we're doing is relevant to the teens and that it's timely and that it's flexible. So, like, if I'm planning to teach a certain thing, but that doesn't seem like what someone is super interested in, or if they have a different idea of what they want to go through or learn that day, then just hoping to be able to turn really fast and meet them where they are with that. And also then sort of things that we do go ahead and do sort of explain or be able to justify the relevance to their lives. So a lot of things relating to like small businesses they're trying to create and things like that, just trying to make it matter.
That's great. And that's so key, I think, in a lot of this, the conversation around the learning labs is the relevancy. So I'm glad to hear you bring that up a couple times in your approach there. Would you share a favorite moment that you've had from your time as a mentor, as a teaching artist, or as a teen librarian for that matter?
Yeah, definitely. My absolute favorite moment is probably last year when I was working, or this summer, when I was working as a labs mentor. We actually did these things called intensives at all of the sites. And that was a week-long, the intensives.
Yeah, okay.
And they were like a week-long sort of really deep dive into a specific skill set. One of the ones that I did at the Hazelwood branch was street art. focused intensive. The great thing was that we got to hire one of the teams at each location to work sort of as a co-teacher of that week-long camp that we did. And it was 4 hours every day for a week, and there's a lot of planning, so it was like quite a bit of commitment from the teams who did do it. And I was so happy with the team. Her name was Sarai's, who worked with me there, and she was like the first team that I ever met at Hazelwood, and we always got along really well. And she started her own art club where she taught younger kids at the library how to do different kinds of art. So it was just this really natural fit to see her sort of blossom over the course of the camp and feel I could see her confidence and her ability to teach concepts and to do more with her artistic skill than just make it herself, but actually be able to transfer that passion and energy over to the other team. So that was really, really great to see.
I love when you're able to give the young people an opportunity to sort of take on a leadership role or take on that co-teaching or that co-mentorship role.
Definitely.
So tell me about one of your challenges that you have sort of discovered in this work.
Yeah, there are many, many challenges. I think that the sort of the most overriding sort of ongoing challenge is just continually making sure that whatever we're working on and doing and planning is going to actually be what's relevant to the teens and what's going to help them with whatever things are going on in their lives. And I think always just making sure that we're figuring out and always keeping in mind our positions relative to theirs. So, like, most of these learning spaces are like white, young adult sort of people working, and it's oftentimes with youth, teens of color, and just making sure that that is as taken into account as possible and to make sure that we're trying to do something productive with that instead of just sort of not considering it.
So can you tell me about some of the goals that you have either for your workshop or just for the labs in general?
Yeah, I think related to that, I just hope that as we move forward, we can keep sort of asking the critical hard questions as we go along and figuring out how we can create systems and visions that will sort of serve the teens in the best way over the long term and not get too caught up in exactly what we're planning in the day-to-day, because that could be the wrong thing. So just making sure we're always taking those steps back.
What's something that's going on today? What's a workshop that's happening in the space either today or this week?
Yeah, so today we actually have researchers coming in from the University of Pittsburgh, and they are going to be holding a data literacy workshop with the team. So this will be their second one, and the workshops focus on all sorts of different data literacy. And today we are going to be taking apart a cell phone to see what all of its different pieces do and to understand how the information you put into a cell phone gets transmitted and how other people can intercept or receive or use that data. That is what we're doing today.
That's very cool. What kind of cell phone is it? Do you know yet?
I don't know yet.
Cool. Sienna, it was really nice to talk to you. Thanks for sharing your experience both as a mentor and as a teen librarian out there at the labs at Carnegie in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks again for listening. And if you have an idea or you would like to be a guest or guest host on a future COP podcast, please let us know on the discussion board on the Community of Practice, or you can hit me up at niqtognoni.umedia@gmail.com.